Late night is looking and sounding a little different these days.
The Obamas, they're way too classy to get all up in people's faces. So you know what? I hereby appoint myself the president's tell people where to go and what the kisses are.
This past weekend, comedian Wanda Sykes debuted her new Saturday night talk show on Fox. Tonight, comedian George Lopez starts four nights a week on TBS. Sykes and Lopez are entering territory dominated by familiar white men, Leno, Letterman, Conan. Add on Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon, and Craig Ferguson, and you have six white guys in suit jackets interviewing celebrities after the kids go to bed. Here's NPR's Felix Contreras on why late night is double diversifying.
When George Lopez and Wanda Sykes do their HBO stand-up specials, they're talking directly to people who speak the same language.
White people are looking at you.
If immigration's law passed, they say that 1.2 million Mexicans would have to go back to Mexico. 1.2, ¿sabes qué? That's seven quinceañeras.
I mean, my wife is French. You know, she's French. I like to say she's French because it sounds nicer than white.
Governor Schwarzenegger is for English only. Okay, that's good. But you know, the problem there is you don't speak English.
They can also be more family friendly. For 5 years on ABC, George Lopez was a Latino version of every sitcom dad.
You know you're not supposed to touch my guitar. This is a vintage Les Paul.
It's a Los Palo. You got it at the swap meet.
Yeah, well, it's still a collector's item. Only 100 were made before they raided the factory and freed the children.
But can the edgier side of Lopez and Sykes make a mark on the homogenous world of late-night TV?
They'll have to push some boundaries.
Eric Deggans is a television writer for the St. Petersburg Times. He says Lopez has been creating a more inclusive perception of mainstream on his sitcom and his stand-up work.
He's able to reflect the mainstream through the eyes of a Mexican-American in a way that, you know, other Hispanics enjoy it, but also somebody like me, who's African-American, can see it and sort of say, wow, you know, I understand why that's funny.
George Lopez says he gets it.
You know, the mainstream America does not look like what people consider to be the mainstream. We live in a different America, and this show is for the new America.
Lopez peppered his sitcom with Spanish, assuming all of his audience would get it, and it wasn't always polite.
The point is, we need Lopez. So any Lopez would do.
Hell, we had a Rodriguez, but he could pass for Italian.
You, look at you. You are a dark brown Mexican hermano.
Oh, yeah? Well, you can watch these dark brown Mexican nalgas walking away from you.
Orale, or okelachi, you know, or that stuff, my nalgas, or huevos even, you know, huevos and all that stuff that we use that people, they just understand.
George is calling it like it is.
Michael Wright is in charge of TBS's first run at late night TV, Lopez Tonight.
Sometimes that might lead him to a place that's pretty provocative, and my feeling about that is relevant, terrific comedy often has to sort of, you know, surprise you a little bit that way.
The last time late night TV shows offered that kind of edginess was 1994, when another African-American comedian ended his late night TV run. For 5 years, Arsenio Hall worked a demographic that was younger, more black, and interested in more than white male hosts. But TV writer Deggan says a lot has changed since Hall's show went off the air. Hip-hop has become mainstream. Blacks and Latinos are more visible in Hollywood. And Deggans isn't sure Lopez and Sykes have their fingers on the pulse of what's young and hip.
George is 48. Wanda's 45. Can these guys be the voice of a new generation in the way that Dave Chappelle and Chris Rock and Arsenio were in their day? You know, we'll see.
George Lopez's first week of guests will be a mix of black, Latino, and white Hollywood, reflecting his goal of getting a broad audience for both inclusiveness and ratings. Felix Contreras, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.